You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 24th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Black Economic Crisis Warning: Inside the 2026 Recession. The release of the State of the Dream 2026 report sparked urgent national conversations. The document warns of a severe economic downturn within marginalized communities. Analysts call this downturn a black recession. Black unemployment has climbed to an alarming 7.5%. This rate far exceeds the national average. Meanwhile, white unemployment sits at a much lower 3.8%. The report details a targeted economic breakdown. This breakdown features the systematic dismantling of federal protections. Understanding this crisis requires examining the long evolution of black labor. The historical relationship between black workers and the government remains central. The government served as a crucial economic anchor for decades. Recent policy shifts threaten to destroy this long-standing foundation. The loss of civil rights protections leaves workers extremely vulnerable. Economic experts often view black employment rates as a leading indicator. Structural inequities cause black workers to feel economic slowdowns first. These early impacts serve as a warning for broader national recessions. The current 7.5% unemployment rate represents a true recessionary level. If the total population experienced this rate, national outrage would follow. A rise in unemployment above 7% signals deep economic weaknesses. These weaknesses will eventually affect all other demographics. History provides a clear parallel to this dynamic. United for a Fair Economy defined a similar crisis in 2009. They called it the Silent Depression. At that time, communities of color had been in a recession for 5 years. The general population had only experienced a recession for 1 year. High concentrations of black workers exist in consumer-facing roles. These positions are highly sensitive to initial drops in discretionary spending. The 2026 report confirms this long-standing pattern. The current crisis disrupts a deeply rooted historical foundation. For over a century, the public sector served as a primary anchor. It provided a crucial pathway into the middle class. Following the Civil War, the U.S. Postal Service became a major employer. The Postal Service hired many formerly enslaved individuals. By the early 20th century, government jobs offered a rare refuge. Private sector employers often enforced a strict color line. Trade unions frequently barred black workers from professional roles. The federal government offered standardized hiring practices. Civil service exams helped reduce the impact of individual prejudice. Published pay scales ensured equal compensation for similar work. This environment contrasted sharply with at-will private companies. Stronger anti-discrimination enforcement made federal employment highly desirable. The sharing of power between national and state governments heavily influenced these opportunities. By the 1960s, the federal government was the largest employer of black Americans. This refuge provided stable wages and defined benefit pensions. The 2026 report highlights a recurring historical phenomenon. Experts call this the last hired, first fired dynamic. Black workers often face structural vulnerabilities during economic contractions. They are frequently the most recent entrants into specific industries. Historical exclusion previously kept them out of these lucrative fields. During economic downturns, these recent hires are the first to lose jobs. Seniority-based layoff policies drive much of this rapid displacement. Minority workers often lack the tenure of their white male counterparts. This dynamic creates massive instability during major financial crises. During the Great Depression, black unemployment famously soared to 50%. This rate was more than double the rate for white workers. Sociologist Kelly Miller once labeled the black worker as the surplus man. Employers brought these workers in only during severe labor shortages. Companies discarded them immediately when the broader economy slowed down. Modern systemic bias allows for ongoing statistical discrimination. Employers may perceive black workers as higher risk during corporate budget cuts. This reality echoes the historical struggles of marginalized groups decades ago. The current developments reflect a sharp reversal of historical employment gains. The first year of the second Trump administration saw massive changes. During 2025, the federal government eliminated 271,000 public sector jobs. These cuts acted as a targeted economic shock. Black workers are disproportionately represented in the federal workforce. They make up nearly 19% of federal employees. They only represent 13% of the general labor force. Mass layoffs and agency dissolutions fueled this massive job loss. Incentivized resignations also played a significant role in the decline. The administration concentrated cuts in specific government agencies. The Department of Education and Health and Human Services faced severe reductions. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau also experienced deep staffing cuts. Many of these devastating job losses occurred in a single month. Researchers characterized this event as a steep decline in federal employment. The government reclassified certain federal positions to at-will status. This change successfully bypassed traditional civil service protections. The burden of this economic crisis has fallen heavily on Black women. The State of the Dream 2026 report reveals alarming statistics. Approximately 260,000 prime-age Black workers lost jobs in 2025. 200,000 of those displaced workers were women. Black women represent 14% of the female workforce. However, they accounted for over 54% of all female job losses. Prime-age workers are individuals between 25 and 54 years old. This demographic sits in its peak productive and earning years. Black women in this group historically show high labor force participation. Their participation rates often exceed those of white women. Job losses in this segment are particularly damaging for families. They disrupt the primary period for essential household stability. Black women frequently held mid-level management roles in government. They also dominated diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. Federal agencies targeted these exact roles for efficiency cuts. This targeted displacement mirrors historical burdens placed upon women during political upheaval. This crisis results from deliberate national policy reversals. In January 2025, Executive Order 14173 rescinded a historic civil rights directive. The new order eliminated Executive Order 11246 entirely. President Lyndon B. Johnson originally signed the landmark order in 1965. The original order required federal contractors to ensure equal employment opportunity. It served as the foundation for modern affirmative action programs. The rescission ended 60 years of crucial federal oversight. Contractors no longer have to maintain written affirmative action plans. The Institute for Women's Policy Research noted an immediate corporate reaction. Companies began an immediate cleansing of corporate diversity departments. Policy shifts also targeted small, disadvantaged businesses across the nation. The government reduced federal contracting goals for these particular firms. The set-aside target dropped from 15% to 5%. This reduction resulted in massive financial losses for entrepreneurs. Black-owned firms lost an estimated $15 billion annually. The withdrawal of accountability mechanisms leaves workers and owners extremely vulnerable. Legislative actions have compounded the damage from recent executive orders. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act of 2025 formalized severe economic cuts. Congress formally titled this sweeping legislation House Resolution 1. President Trump signed the Tax and Spending Package in July 2025. The act made the 2017 corporate tax cuts permanent. It also significantly reduced investment in poverty-alleviating social programs. The legislation cut approximately $187 billion from vital nutrition assistance. This massive reduction potentially affects 22 million struggling families. The act introduced extremely strict Medicaid work requirements. It also implemented aggressive health insurance eligibility verification processes. An estimated 11 million people lost health care coverage as a result. The bill reduced crucial funding for affordable care marketplaces. It eliminated certain federal medical student loan assistance programs. The government rolled back clean energy incentives to finance the tax cuts. Low-income households lost access to vital winter energy assistance programs. These sweeping changes force communities to remember actions taken to resist historical policy betrayals. The new report warns of lasting generational damage. Black youth unemployment spiked to nearly 30% in late 2025. This rate mirrors catastrophic levels seen during the Great Depression. High youth unemployment prevents crucial early life wealth accumulation. Prolonged unemployment at the start of a career creates a terrible cycle. Young workers cannot save money for vital future investments. This volatility prevents young Black workers from gaining necessary job longevity. Without tenure, they remain highly vulnerable to future corporate layoffs. This reality effectively resets the last hired clock for an entire generation. Black buyers receive family assistance for down payments only 10% of the time. White buyers receive this vital assistance 46% of the time. Personal income and continuous employment remain essential for Black homeownership. The employment gap severely hinders the ability to save effectively. In 2004, researchers made a startling prediction about the homeownership gap. They stated it would take over 1,600 years to reach parity. The current economic regression ensures this devastating timeline remains a reality. The concept of structural freedom directly impacts daily economic realities. The State of the Dream 2026 report outlines a harsh truth. Economic gains remain fragile without permanent federal protections. While affirmative action mandates disappeared, some legal avenues still remain. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act still prohibits workplace discrimination. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission maintains authority to investigate systemic bias. The Civil Rights Act of 1866 provides separate options to sue for racial discrimination. Relying solely on costly lawsuits places an immense burden on displaced workers. The loss of proactive compliance changes the entire corporate landscape. The deliberate removal of diversity initiatives signals a major shift in national priorities. Communities must recognize the connections between political policy and household stability. Understanding the fundamental notion of liberation helps contextualize this ongoing struggle. Black Americans must continue organizing to reclaim these vital economic pathways. The future of generational wealth depends on collective action and unwavering resilience. Copyright, African Elements.